And Helen Fisher is the author of Why We Love and Studied Relationships for Years. Hey, Helen, nice to see you. So it's a little bit like, okay, when people get together initially, they say, oh, there's such chemistry right. between me and her. That's true, but unfortunately, it seems like the chemistry changes after a year. You buy it?
It's probably not after a year. I mean, actually, this study, they said it was 1 to 2 years. But they also were studying only people who were said that they were not in love after that period of time. So they weren't studying people who remained in love, which is possible to do.
Before we talk about the concept, and let's just talk about the study.
Right.
Was it a good sampling? Do you think it was an accurate study?
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, they had 39 people, and it would have been great if they had 1,039. But 39 is better than nothing. And, you know, you would expect, I mean, this is one of the most powerful experiences on Earth, romantic love. I mean, it's much more powerful than the sex drive. And you would expect all kinds of bodily chemicals to be involved in it. And what they've done is they've found just another.
Have we heard about these nerve growth factors before? I mean, do they apply in other situations?
Yes, absolutely. They help with the nourishment of the cells of the body. And some people think that they're associated also with anxiety and feelings of dependence and euphoria, which are associated with romantic love.
What about age? Does that play in here? I mean, do you tend to have more fluctuation in the levels of these things when you're younger or when you're older?
We don't know about nerve growth factor, but I studied 430 Americans and actually 420 Japanese, and my sample of people over 45 showed just as much of that sweaty palm syndrome as those who were under 25.
So you don't lose that puppy love feeling just because you're 45 years old.
You know what? I have had an 8-year-old boy perfectly describe to me his infatuation for an 8-year-old girl, and I certainly know people in their 70s who are madly in love. I think this is a brain system a lot like the fear system. It can be triggered at any time in life.
If there is, in fact, a decrease in certain body chemicals and the euphoria starts to wane, is there anything people can do to keep it going?
Yes, very definitely. First of all, you've got to pick the right person so that there's a real chemical continuing reaction between the two of you. And second, you can do novel things together. Novelty drives up levels of dopamine in the brain, and I and my colleagues have found that dopamine in the brain is associated with romantic love. So that's why vacations are so exciting. You know, you do something novel, you do something exciting, it changes those chemicals, and you can feel that feeling again.
By the way, and you don't think it's a bad idea if the euphoria goes at the end of a year, because if you stay in the relationship, you'll find out if you really truly love that person or if you're just having a chemical reaction.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I mean, you know, I've often recommended to people that, you know, wait until that intense passion wears off. Then you know what you've got.
And call me in a year. Right. Helen Fisher, thanks so much.
Thank you.